Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Guillermo.
Magnificent, irresistible, lascivious females. Females improve with age, like fine wine. They gain style and refinement. These things only come with the passing of time. Hummer becomes sophisticated, talents well horned, understanding things that are lost on youth, power from within abilities so well groomed. The art of the hunt. When in packs, no man is safe. Knowing exactly what they want, the knowledge of how to get it. Not talking nonsense or taking nonsense from anyone, being their own person. Fuck. I'm so sorry. MILF is a term used for such fantastic creatures. Strength to them. I love them all. Dennis Walker.
A little bit of ASMR.
I just looked up a MILF poem, and that was the first one. And honestly, very sexist.
What was the Hummer stuff about?
I don't know, man. I guess the car, they said, like, horn after that.
That's what I was...
Is that like a mom car? It's not like a SUV.
It's not really a mom.
It's
more like a dude.
Imagine going to sort of your local cheesecake and you see Joey fucking Diaz.
Your local cheesecake factory. Joey Diaz is just in.
Hello. This time I got an Oreo cheesecake. It was fucking delicious. I got a different cheesecake every single time.
That's awesome, dude. Matt, I don't know how many times you do that. A cheesecake probably has a lot of cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake factory. They got a whole factory.
If you had to pick a cheesecake to eat, what would you pick?
Probably Oreo. Honestly, that sounds pretty good.
Oreo is pretty good, dude. Yeah.
But like an Oreo, like the, whoa, like the Oreo.
Is that
like,
ASMR?
Oh yeah.
One more.
Wait. Hold it up close.
Oh. Oh man, I didn't want to make you come.
Too bad. Too late.
That sounds pretty cool. Fuck, I should have got one.
Bro's a bitch.
But, you know, there's no food or drinks allowed. So.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I saw some girl eat a sandwich one time.
So clearly there are, like, no rules, actually.
That's true. Oh, no rules?
Yeah, no rules.
That's awesome, dude. I love when there's no...
Yeah. We're actually doing this completely naked.
Anarchy! Anarchy.
Anarchy rules.
Anarchy rules. I have that on my water bottle.
Well, welcome to
MILFs. Episode 5.
Yeah, this is our Mother's Day special.
This is kind of our Mother's Day special.
We didn't post an episode.
Mother's
Day. I know you guys were clamoring for it last week.
Yeah, everybody was probably a lot of deaths on our hands for that one.
We apologize for the massive rise.
The vibes were off last week, honestly.
Yeah, no vibes. I know you guys felt it.
It's important that you guys remain sympathetic because the vibe is so crucial to the performance of ours.
Exactly. This is a performance art we're doing right now.
You guys wouldn't get it. You're kind of
bitches.
Plebeian non-performers.
That was a hell of a lot. You guys just don't have that performer spirit.
You don't have that spark, that kind of star power.
That je ne sais quoi.
Oh, I love that. I love French shit. That shit... Me when when I go to a restaurant and there's some French shit on the menu, yeah, I'm ordering that and I'm butchering the pronunciation.
Yeah, can I have some?
Can I get the baguette, please?
Can I get the croissant?
Oh God, French people.
French people.
Would you be French for a day?
No, fuck that. Why would it?
Not even if you could see the Mona Lisa. Well,
no. Is she in France? Oh, the Louvre?
Yeah, she's at the Louvre.
How are you? I've seen that word spelled. I have no clue how to pronounce it.
It's a Louvre.
Hang it in the Louvre?
Are you looking it up, seriously?
Huh? No.
What? Oh my God, he's clickety-clacketing away. Oh, it is Louvre.
It's Louvre, yeah.
Oh my God. Tired of all these people telling me it's a Louvre. It's Louvre.
It's Louvre.
Maybe it's like a thing where it's like in the south of France they say Louvre and in the north. But I guess wherever they say it in Paris is probably most correct.
Yeah. Is there a big north versus south in France?
Yeah, there was a civil war actually. It was actually the north owning slaves and they were just other French people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. France has done some fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out Algeria.
Shout out. Shout out.
Fuck the Stranger and Albert Camus or whatever the fuck. Did you read that?
I did. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that
I had to do a whole ass, like, debate for him. Like, I was a lawyer for
And you
that.
Defended him, bro, for killing
I had to,
an Arabic dude?
Yeah, it was my job.
Really?
Oh, dude, during the presentation, it was so bad. No, but during the presentation, for some reason, our seats were so close to his desk.
Yeah, you could smell him.
No.
What did he smell like?
No. You know, to, like, Mr. Bravo's desk, and he had, like, a snow globe right behind me. And I, like, I don't know what happened, but I backed up, and I stood up, and my ass just completely wiped out his snow globe, and he had to pause for, like, 20 minutes.
Bro, every fucking story of you where I'm not there is you fucking being clumsy. I swear to fucking God. You have done irreparable damage to all fucking school supplies.
Exactly. No, because literally, I looked over, and everything was, like, all the snow globe was just gone. The immediate just, of everybody in that shit, dude. That's what I'm known for, probably, for some people, is breaking that fucking snow globe with my ass.
Jesus, it's kind of you just loving to be the center of attention, it sounds like to me.
No, I
wanted to show off the cake a little bit, so spilled a fucking...
I cooked in that argument, though.
Did you?
I don't know, I don't remember.
I fucked up one time, Pablo... I don't remember. I think this was for fucking the Crucible. And I said it was like the U.S. when it was still the colonies or some shit like that. And Pablo fucking owned me fucking YouTube style. And I wanted to pummel that little fucking Green Day fan into the non-existence. I hate your music taste, Pablo, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, Pablo, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck.
Actually, no. You did
pretty,
the...
You were soft boy vibes, honestly.
You were soft boy vibes. Before that really blew up.
You... write poetry, and that's okay.
And that, yeah, if you write poetry, nothing's wrong with it.
Yeah, there should be more Guatemalan poets out there.
There should be. Like, who's out there right now?
Davey.
Just our friend.
Have you not read Davey's poetry, dude?
No.
It's really good.
It's on some next level shit.
Yeah.
Pablo helped us do our O.J. Simpson assignment. So.
Yeah, he did. So he's culpable in that.
Yeah, and he was the cutest one out of the three.
That's true, and we made him do more work because of that. That's such a weird argument to make. See, dude, we are good arguers.
Yeah, we had argued with, like, against one another, and then we asked multiple people out of the three of us who was the cutest, but we tried to...
We're really swaying them to our side. It's when you're in a two-thirds kind of situation, it's really easy to overpower the
one-third, yeah.
Yeah, the 33%.
We didn't want to be the cutest.
Yeah, even though we are.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious we were the cutest.
Yeah, I mean, we just sort of have a natural cuteness about us, so it was probably hard for those people to lie, like, really hard.
But we didn't want to be on video, was the thing.
No, we're self-conscious. We hate the way we look. Especially in high school, are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, that's like the main time you're self-conscious.
I don't think I'm, like... too messed up, but I think I have, like, voice dysphoria or something like that. Like, I really can't pinpoint what I sound like. Whenever I listen back to this podcast, I'm like, wow, dude,
what I have, because I feel like I have, like, three or four different voices.
Completely unrecognizable to me. It's like, who the fuck is talking right now? And I'm like, wow, sounds really sexy and hot. And
like, oh my God,
and
this
that
guy.
Sort of tricked my mind into wanting to fuck myself. Kind of really... if somebody told you, if somebody came up to you and be like, oh, fuck, do you ever just look in the mirror and like, oh, fuck, like, want to fuck yourself? Would you do that? Or what would you think of them?
What's the prompt? If somebody wants me to fuck myself?
No, somebody's looking at, it's talking about how they want to fuck themselves and how you feel about that.
Oh. So what is the...
What is your reaction to
they
that?
Want me...
It's not that deep. Don't even put yourself in the position. What do you think about somebody saying that?
Somebody saying that? It's a little weird.
I think so too. But it's probably good for your self-confidence, man. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, they probably think highly of themselves,
but only of their body in a physical sense. And I'm sure, is it more bad than good?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's evil
to find yourself attractive.
I don't think it's evil to find yourself attractive.
You think the hottest of the hot kind of super celebrities find themselves attractive?
No, I think they also have problems.
Yeah, especially with being on camera.
Yeah.
They probably hate themselves, actually.
They, like, you definitely, like, imagine not being able to see a movie.
Do you think Robert Pattinson looks in the mirror and says,
oh, fuck.
Oh,
oh my.
Oh.
Yeah. He probably does.
Yeah, he probably does. And I'll Yeah, dude, I would love
especially for someone who's playing a superhero like Batman.
I would love to meet a famous person in public and sort of just, like...
I wouldn't.
Be prettier than them in that space. Imagine fucking...
What celebrity do you think you're prettier than?
Maybe... maybe Bane.
Tom Hardy?
Who?
The guy who plays Bane?
You know the guy who took over that football stadium one time?
Oh, the Mexican wrestler?
Yes, the Mexican wrestler. Turned super villain. No, not Tom Hardy's definitely more attractive than me. What am I talking about, dude? I can't even think of any...
Tom Hardy.
I was trying to think of ugly celebrities, but I really can't. Nothing
yeah, I mean, the whole point is that they're not ugly.
Leonardo DiCaprio now, maybe?
Yeah, he's...
His head's kind of swollen. I heard that's from, like, HGH or something. His brain's grown a lot.
He's
probably
just,
super
he just
smart.
Has the aura, though.
He's super smart. That's why he knows 25-year-olds are the most sexually potent.
Yeah, Seth Green.
Seth Green?
Yeah.
You think I'm more attractive than Seth Green?
No, I was talking to for myself.
So like, you think you're more attractive than Seth Green, but yeah. I'm not? He was in fucking Austin Powers, dude. More like Awesome Powers.
Like,
oh, dude, he looks bad. he looks like Ellen DeGeneres, dude. Why does he look like that?
I think, yeah. I think we're both better looking than Seth Green.
But without a paddle era Seth Green, you think you're more attractive than him?
I don't know what without a paddle is.
It's with Dax Shepard and Matthew Lillard. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Is it actually?
When I was a little kid, I loved the fuck out of that movie. And it's so bad. I rewatched it. I couldn't tolerate that shit.
I mean, I think he's kind of just an average guy. So
you think I'm more attractive than him?
I think both of us are, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And without a paddle, yeah. Not Matthew Lillard, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it height, though? Like,
no.
Put him on the same playing field as us. Make him from, like...
If tall hot guys were short, where would we surround?
Would we be tall hot guys if the average height was 5'3"?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Wow. That's awesome.
Just could be pretty tall guys.
How tall would basketball hoops be if the average height was
like 7 feet probably?
Yeah. Could we dunk?
Yeah, we would be able to.
Two foot vertical, easy, dude.
I think I have a
5 foot vertical, pretty sure.
Yeah, vertical, that seems easy.
Bro is naturally springy.
I feel like I could spring up pretty well.
Confident. Muggsy Bogues would dominate, dude. He'd be the best player in the league.
Had a crazy vertical, I think.
Yeah, dude,
you
could dunk.
To be able to be 5'3 and be in the NBA,
that's
you have
insane,
to jump hella high.
Just one of the most special people alive. That's awesome. See, tall people really are worthless when you think about it. They've
exactly.
got, they had
do,
it easy
could,
since birth.
Yeah, they could do everything just off the bat. Like, why even care?
Yeah, like, there's no struggle to it, so
there's
what's
no story.
The story? Yeah, exactly. They're hollow people.
Yeah, if you're above maybe like 6'1".
Sort of Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. Topical. Well, maybe like a couple days ago.
Yeah, neither of them have dropped in a minute.
Yeah, dropped off popularity because they're freaking, nobody cares about their freaking beef.
A minor. Womp, womp, womp.
Lionel's favorite line. Lionel's ready to defend Drake at any moment,
by the
way. I am
not.
He's in his pocket.
I am not, dude.
Yeah, he is. Hello. I need, like, an unpopular rapper to, like, join this beef.
NF, just...
And, like, really want attention about it, so, like, really mark it hard. Like, I'm done with both you guys. I'm standing here tall. Kendrick, you're small.
Drake,
you're
bald.
You're fake. You're bald?
Mm-hmm.
He's not bald.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe in that little heart area around that his hairline has, but other than that,
he's been
got
bald.
Beautiful head of hair. Just like his son, Adonis. It's so beautiful that he was able to have such a Aryan child.
How so?
To have beautiful blonde hair and
curly,
gorgeous blue eyes, dude.
Does he have blue eyes?
I think he does, dude. And to live in Canada, it's
does
the greatest life you could receive.
Or does he live in France with his mom?
His mom's French?
I think so.
That ruins it for me, dude. Adonis.
Coming back around.
Adonis. Benaka. I don't know how fucking French goes.
But shout out to his mom, though.
Yeah. Shout out Adonis' mom. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
That was... Didn't know what it meant, but... You must love French.
That's for the French fans out there. Fuck you.
Yeah, to all our French people listening.
I'm francophobic. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude, fuck off.
Yeah. This is for Vietnam and Algeria and...
Ivory Coast.
Cambodia, I think. Yeah, definitely a lot of Africa. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off, France.
It's your fault, even if you're just sort of born there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I never did anything. I've seen La Haine, and you are fucked up. Lionel shaking his head.
Yeah, in disappointment.
But anyways, Mother's Day.
Mother's
Day. How are you celebrating today?
I don't know. I'll probably call my mom, you know, wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Are you doing it on the 10th? I've learned in Mexico.
Yeah, it's on the 10th.
I thought it was forward in time.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was
14. I never know how holidays work, man.
Yeah. We celebrate Mexican Mother's Day, too.
And it's not just Mexican Mother's Day. It's Salvadorian Mother's Day as well, because I have to call my grandma. Right.
Central American Mother's Day.
It's just sort of North American Mother's Day.
Yeah.
U.S.
And then Canada. A couple days later, everybody else can have their fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, we get our own...
We get Friday, okay?
Yeah, good Friday.
The best day.
The better Friday.
The better...
Fuck Jesus Christ, yeah. By the way. Sorry to my grandma, I guess, but she loved that guy. Can't get enough of him.
Exactly.
When my hair was long, and my grandma would be like, oh, you look like Jesus
Christ.
And that was the only reason my mom let me keep long hair at, like, 17.
Like Jesus?
Because my grandma liked it because she thought I looked like Jesus.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. And I do kind of have godlike powers.
No.
I split the C. Yeah, split the P stream, and I get it all over the floor, and I have to...
clean it up.
Yeah, but
lick it off.
Yeah, I don't have any toilet paper, so I have to lick it off. Oh, exactly. No. But it is good, because I do drink a lot of Fabuloso, so it kind of left my floor. It's
smelling good.
Squeaky clean.
Exactly.
And if you're out there, drink Fabuloso, please.
Yeah.
It's purple and it's fun, and it actually secretly tastes delicious.
It's secretly, and it's also secretly very good for
you. I'm drinking it right now.
Yeah. What are you doing for Mother's Day?
Was that good?
That was very good.
Just calling my mom. my cousin Patty is having a picnic. There's people in the room next
to
us.
Yeah, the light turned on. But yeah, your cousin Patty.
She's having a picnic. She invited everybody, and she didn't think I was in the family group chat. She says, oh, be sure to invite Billy. Yeah,
that's nice that they remembered.
Now I feel bad that they're right next to us. Not like bad for them, but bad for me and you.
I don't care. We just can't do any physical
powering
bits.
Through. Shout out to my cousin Patty, though. Really a strong mother. And you deserve all the best. Even if you were sometimes making fun of me when I was a little boy. Because you're so much older. I guess that's rude to say, but she's like fucking 40.
Yeah. Shout out.
Do you have a close connection with any of your 40-year-old cousins?
I wouldn't say close, but you know, we're always more around than the other cousins. Is me and my cousin Chris and Mikey.
I have a cousin named Chris, dude. Yeah. And
his name is Miguel Jr.
Your cousin Chris is named Miguel
No,
Jr.
My cousin Mikey is named Miguel Jr.
I don't give a fuck about Mikey, bro. Honestly, dumb name.
Nah, dude. He's chill.
Yeah, what does he constantly have a smile on his face saying, hey, what's up, my boy? That's what I imagine.
Nice.
Mikey.
He runs the boys
and
girls
club. That's what they call Mike. Whatever, dude. One good thing. That's what they called Michelangelo, and he was the most annoying turtle. Dumbass.
Shout out Leonardo.
Shout out Donatello. Fuck Leonardo, by the way.
No.
Worst turtle.
Best turtle.
Raphael number two.
No. Your rankings are all
Mikey
shit.
Number three. Leonardo, fuck you. I hate the team leader, dude. Robin. Who's like another team?
Who's leader of the Justice League?
Probably...
Superman?
It's sort of egalitarian, bro, and that's what I love about the Justice League is they all support each other to sort of topple third-world countries.
Right, Young Justice.
Young Sheldon instead of Young Justice?
Yeah, fuck Young Sheldon.
What if Young Sheldon was a super-powered nerd?
He is, dude.
Yeah, his brain's so powerful.
His brain is
what
so
if
powerful.
What if his brawn was matching his brain? That'd
be the strongest person on earth.
Because he'd be strong both in body and mind.
Exactly.
God, I love when somebody's strong in body and mind. I wish I was strong in either.
I'm strong in one.
I'm only strong in my hunger for delicious Oreos. Shout out Oreos trademark.
You can get yours at select stores.
I had fudge dipped Oreos yesterday.
I saw those.
I had 8 of them.
Yeah.
And they were pretty good.
It's
well, you saw a different pack of Oreos.
Oh, is
that
a different pack of Oreos?
Yeah, I've been eating a lot of Oreos because I bought milk.
Oh, nice.
Got milk?
I actually don't. I like
you threw away your.
I just ran out.
Thing.
Yeah.
For the little one, I bought the skinny milk. The container is all white. For the big one, it's clear.
Yeah.
That will fuck you up, dude.
It will.
Joe Rogan. Oh, Joe man. Rogan. We should start doing DMT.
Oh, dude, just do a full podcast on DMT.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Like, well, we are on DMT, not about DMT.
Yeah, we're like on salvia or whatever, and we're like, oh my god, I'm tripping so hard, and this is so interesting for you guys. Oh my god, that wall is moving.
Joey.
Joe.
Oh, fuck.
I'll tell you what, Joe Rogan. This is good fucking shit.
Andrew Schultz?
Oh, no, he's not here. he couldn't make it.
Oh, man.
All my favorite comedians are here. Oh, yeah. Burt Kreischer?
No, fuck Burt Kreischer.
Lionel loves Burt Kreischer.
I hope Burt Kreischer listens to this.
He can't get enough of his antics, my friend.
We hate Burt Kreischer.
We saw the roast of Tom Brady, and if I were on a roast, dude, I would probably tuck inside myself and sort of be sad.
I was going to say, who's your roast lineup?
My roast lineup, okay.
You can invite,
me on couple, the little throne.
Yeah, a couple friends and a couple comedians.
Phyllis Diller. Okay, you are on there.
I'm on there. I'm the host.
You, probably Marissa would be funny. Yeah. Probably Getty would be funny.
Yeah.
Jesus. No Davey. I feel like he would get too much joy out of it.
We can't let him have too much joy.
And then comedians-wise, I got to go Louis C.K., Michael Richards, Dave Chappelle, J.K. Rowling.
That's a solid line. Need one.
I'm gonna get a lot of media attention for sure.
You need
sure.
one non like comedian person, which is
Hannibal Buress.
Oh,
he was already on one. I want him on there too. I like him.
Yeah,
as a comedian and as a musician.
He's a musician.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he was on Broad City, which I've kind of been rewatching lately, and they had this episode, there was like a teacher and she's like almost 30 now. So she like goes on a date with her old teacher and he's like, oh yeah, I thought about you when you were young in like high school. And then they took it to be like a lesson where it's like, yeah, everybody wants to fuck teenagers.
What the fuck?
Everybody jerks off to teenagers. And I'm like, this is a wild moment for TV.
Who the fuck wrote that episode?
And Hillary Clinton was on that show. Hillary Clinton. I am voting for Hillary Clinton. Old callback, kind of 2016 era. I used to like Casey Neistat.
Yeah, I never really got into his videos.
Dude, he used to ride a longboard throughout. I always wanted his boosted board. Shout out boosted board. Please sponsor us.
Yeah.
2016 era.
Era.
Shout out Casey Neistat. More like Casey Nice.
Nice tats.
Yeah, he probably does have tattoos. Probably does. And he has worn sunglasses, which is so cool. I look up to him so much. I love taking drones and sort of flying into people's homes and sort of recording what they do in their beds.
It's the plot of a South Park episode.
It is, dude. Shout out Craig's mom.
Shout out. Rest in peace.
No, Clyde's mom died.
Oh, Clyde's mom. Who's? Oh, Craig.
And Ro Tweak. Doesn't. Ro,
Craig and Tweak.
Ro doesn't know South Park shit.
Shout out Craig. I've been watching a lot of South Park.
And he still has yet to. He probably watched that episode fucking yesterday and it's not even fresh in his mind, yet it is fresh in my super fan ass mind, my genius level intellect.
Super fan ass. The door is just open over there.
Me versus Professor Xavier in a fight.
I thought you were going to say Professor Chaos.
No, not Professor Chaos. Professor Xavier. I'm done with that South Park shit. I'm.
Professor. He moved on. Professor Xavier.
In a fight?
Yeah.
And he
has the X-Men. He could just call.
No, that's not allowed. Fuck you.
No.
I have a sickness where every once in a while I'll resort to being a little toddler about stuff. That's not allowed, dude.
I think he still wins.
What?
Yeah.
In a wheelchair, dumbass bitch?
He has powers, dude. He could fuck with your mind.
Yeah, but I'm mentally strong. Magneto wears a metal helmet.
You haven't been through the Holocaust.
If I had a metal helmet, bro, I would win immediately.
Note.
I would fucking beat the fuck out of that crippled... it's okay to be crippled, by the way, but I would beat the fuck out of him.
Nah, but that's not allowed.
That's not allowed
if
wearing
he can't
a metal,
bring the X-Men.
It's so easy to fucking find a fucking... Dude, even fucking tinfoil would probably work. Wrap some tinfoil around my head.
Actually, there are a ton of comics where he actually can fuck with the...
Can you make me come with his mind?
Yeah, 100%. What the fuck? You don't think he's tried?
You think he does that to himself?
Yeah, 100%.
He like looks in the mirror and
he goes,
like...
Come.
Oh! which student of his do you think he thinks about as he sort of ejaculates? back to teachers.
Hopefully,
liking students.
No students.
Yeah, but his students are like Wolverine, Storm, fucking the Laser Eyes, Cyclops. Beast. Oh, I'd come to Beast, probably the blue guy.
The blue guy.
Not Nightcrawler,
he's,
Beast.
He's pretty, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little hair, and I want people to be consider that when I start wearing shorts more often, because legs are hairy, but there's nothing
shorts.
Wrong with me.
I'm wearing shorts currently.
I was about to wear shorts. I changed my outfit like 2 times before coming here, because I thought I was doing too much. And I was like, it's okay to be adventurous, but please don't make other people uncomfortable with it.
And there are a lot of people out today, so they would have seen that those fits.
Whenever I wear shorts, people sort of gawk at me.
How so?
And they sort of say, ugh, as I walk by, like as if my legs are offensive, and I do have a disgusting, horrid cyst on my knee that can sort of communicate. I don't know, but it's like how dolphins communicate with sonar.
Yeah,
it kind of does that. Right. And
does it talk to you?
No, it doesn't talk to you. It only talks. It's very, with me, very sort of reserved and held back with
honestly,
other people.
Honestly, a kind cyst.
Constantly communicating. I wish I could get it on the pod, but it's a little shy, honestly.
We've been asking to get him on, but he doesn't.
Lionel has actually a beautiful relationship with my cyst. They talk almost every day on the phone. It has a phone, by the way.
It has a phone.
I have a specific leg pocket for my cyst, and it has a little bit of an arm.
It's really great social life, the cyst.
If you guys have seen Ponyo, that sort of middle ground where she's like froggish kind of thing. Yeah. Froggish, birdish.
Froggish.
That's kind of my cyst.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister.
Whoa.
She is a cyst on my life. No, she's actually a really good sister. I'd hate to disparage her in any way that would honestly offend her sensitive ass.
This podcast is about uplifting women.
Uplifting
not
women.
Putting them down.
She could be a mother one day, and I'll have to report on that. I'll have to be like, oh my God.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Oh God. I don't want anybody close to me to give birth, actually, because then I'd have to empathize and have to be like, oh, I feel it too. Oh, my God, I'm having...
What?
The birth, the baby, the coming out.
You don't actually have to do it, too.
No, I do. It's like, I'm sort of like Avatar, like Neytiri.
Because you're an empath.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sort of more tapped in, sort of place-based knowledge, kind of connection with nature. I'm sort of... I am the rooted tree... That is connected to all of humanity.
That's wild.
That's wild? So I feel all pain and all suffering and all good and all bad. That was a table. Oh,
yeah,
on your hand? Sorry, I forgot that you could feel stuff. I don't really empathize with Lionel. I'm too close
with
him.
That's insane.
He's sort of... I don't really think about your emotions or your well-being.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean for you to actually notice. That makes it fucked up. I thought you were droning through life, honestly, and I didn't think you really cared what I did to you, whatever, like, little torturous things I would perform upon.
No, your acts, they have consequences on my life.
I am so sorry for that, really. I
appreciate the apology.
Sorry, just delicious, 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 the yellow edition.
Of what?
Of, piss, dude. Yellow edition piss.
Dehydrated piss.
Or you haven't been drinking water, which I haven't been drinking.
Dehydrated.
Not every liquid is water, dumbass. Have you ever heard of fucking gallium, bro? It's a liquid metal. You dumbass.
Nobody would drink gallium.
And look at me, who is drinking gallium.
You're drinking piss.
Yeah, but before the piss, dumbass.
How the fuck would I know that?
Bro hasn't had liquid hydrogen before.
I have felt it in my hands.
You felt it in your...
Or wait, no, that was liquid metal here.
I hate the fucking right-brained ass fucking little nerds playing with their Rubik's Cube on the school. Talk to people. The fact that you're not being social makes me uncomfortable. I hate introverts so much because it's like, now I feel pressure to be a quiet little loser,
little
pathetic
bitch.
Asshole. Honestly, little bitch, dude. Yeah. I see them not talking and it's like, I understand
why
you guys are pressured into being psychopaths and to like... Doing violent things is because, like...
Why you hurt animals.
Yeah, exactly, because you have no one to talk to.
Why you guys are creepy little fucks.
Creepy little fucks. Join a club. Fuck, Jesus.
Do something. Fuck.
Join a fucking sport, man. Stop being a fucking scrawny asshole.
Stop being a bitch.
True.
Would we be, like... In the 80s, would we be, like, high school bullies?
I don't know, man. I feel like...
What character trait would we have in an 80s movie?
I feel like short people were defaulted, if they were in the popular group, to the quietest guy in the popular group.
You think? Like the, oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, like just supportive. Like really just being there to hype up the main sort of a handsome,
tall
guy.
We still have like the Letterman's jacket, but...
Yeah, we're on the football team, but like we're always benched, and we don't really get a spotlight in the film or anything like that. Short people, I don't think there was a famous movie with a short person in it for years. Not until recently, until...
Not until Robert Downey Jr. came and like solved everything for us.
Yeah, and then he went through his drug thing, making a bad name for us.
Exactly.
And then Tropic Thunder saved his career.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with him. I don't.
And Lionel has a right to say that.
As a short person, I think.
Jamie Foxx on the Joe Rogan Experience said it was okay, so.
He also said he had a movie idea where Robert Downey Jr. played a Mexican guy.
Hasn't he already done that?
Has he? Probably.
I know he's played like...
Oh, he did in the movie Chaplin.
Chaplin? Charlie Chaplin's famously Mexican.
Yeah.
Famous
Charlie Chaplin. You remember Charlie Chaplin?
That's really good, dude. Yeah, dude, you perform with fucking Cantinflas, bro. What are you talking about?
He's a Mexican icon, dude.
That's really fucking...
Yeah. How did you celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year?
Oh, God. It was actually kind of a sad day for me.
Yeah?
I think I... Now that I'm, like, done with college and unemployed, I'm sort of in this sort of middling state where I'm, like, happy to be chilling and relaxing. I'm, like, taking advantage of that for sure. But every time at, like, 11 p.m., my deep, dark thoughts start where I'm like, God, I have nothing and I am nothing. And I will continue to be so.
Yeah. I think I have those, too.
Yeah. Nothing to say?
No, I was going to say, I have the opposite thing where I'm, like, this week has been too busy for me, and I'm being like, I'm doing too much, I need time to chill, and then I'm like, I'm fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing good shit.
You're not doing good shit? Like, you're not putting in good work?
Yeah.
Is that what you're feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're sort of on opposite spectrums, which is, now that we're in opposition, we can finally have a good-ass conversation.
Yeah.
Because Lionel and I are honestly quite the same in a lot of things.
Yeah,
but
we share the same brain.
Which makes our dialogue so awful. It's like, conversation is fucking feedback loop of like, oh, I agree.
No.
Nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear contention.
Exactly. They want to hear us fight.
Which of us is going to be the straight man and which of us is going to be the kooky character?
I'd be a straight man.
You'd be a straight man?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be the gay one. I'm happy to be gay. Yeah, happy to be gay. Gay means happy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, guys.
Yeah, oh, I'm gay?
True,
oh,
true.
Yeah, just because I'm so true. Fucking happy. Happy that I'm honestly not fucking dudes at the moment, but could be.
As a kid, I would, like, in like, school, when we went to, like, the library for library time,
yeah,
I would just go to the dictionary and be like, huh, it says gay in here.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing.
And then it's like, it says bitch.
Oh, yeah, female dog.
Female dog.
Or, like, ass for donkey or something like that. Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Or when you were reading the Bible with your mom in bed and it said ass, I'm like.
The Bible says ass?
And damn, too, dude. Oh, my God, dude. It's funny as fuck, dude. The Bible is honestly my favorite book, dude. It's such a good read, bro.
Not even for all the religious stuff. It's just a
No, it's good it's lore. It's good lore.
Just a well-written.
Well, good world-building.
Well-written novel.
I'm in there. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm in Jerusalem right now. Well, not right now. Right now, it's a little hectic. But, you know, 2,000 years ago.
This book really transports me to Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem. And honestly, guys, now that I'm transported here, I'm stopping this shit. I'm fucking.
It's my time.
I'm disilluding the Israeli state, bro. No more fucking sovereignty for you guys.
No more sovereignty.
Yeah. And I'm giving power back to the Palestinians, and I'm sort of saving the shit.
Yeah.
I'm doing God's work.
God's plan.
Because I can interpret the Bible because I've read it so many times. Mm-hmm. But only the comic book version that my mom bought me in 8th grade.
If I had a comic book version of the Bible, I would have read it a lot.
The art was really kind of creepy, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going to say good.
Nah, it wasn't that. I mean, I'm sure there are versions where the art's not as bad, but, like, it looked like hyper-defined kind of character. With the shading was so, like, drastic that I was, like, when I was a little kid and I was writing an essay, I wrote Jurassic, like Jurassic,
like Jurassic Park.
Instead of drastic. And a girl I had a crush on commented on it. I was like, you know Jurassic spelled with a D, right? And I'm like, no. You fucking asshole.
That happened to me one time when, in, like, the 4th grade, we had to, like, write these books.
just like based on anything.
You wrote a fucking book in the fourth grade. Are you a fucking savant, bro? I did not know this about.
Savant. No, we had to, and then we had to like perform some of it. And mine was, the Muppet movie had just come out.
Oh shit, dude! Bro is adding to the lore. He's expanding the extended universe of Muppets, dude.
I don't want
to
say I completely ripped off the Muppet movie.
You didn't even add to that. You just fucking dude. What was it, dude?
I think
Jason Segel.
It was me.
Jason Segel hangs out with a bunch of ventriloquist guys.
It was a kid. It was basically me. Mm-hmm. It was a kid who like had turned into a Muppet. Like, just through random shit.
So Muppets existed in this universe.
Yes.
Was Kermit there?
Kermit was not there. I copyright.
Was Miss Piggy there?
No, I just created new Muppets.
Like Super Grover?
Yeah. No, but, and one of the actions that I had to, like, read and perform was, like, me, because something, I forget, something had happened where I was, like, I had been behind a couch, and then I popped up after it, but... Yeah. I was so nervous that instead of popped up, I said, and then I pooped up on the couch, and everybody started laughing.
If you were a little more, like, quick-witted, you could have been like, oh, dude, I did that on purpose. And people were like, oh, yeah, shit is funny. I actually love fucking laughing at shit.
Yeah. And you know.
But instead, you got embarrassed. As he did. As he does.
Probably in front of my crush.
Every, like, Lionel in-class story where it's not a class I had with him, it's like, oh, yeah, I went to go perform something, and my dick got stuck in the sharpener. and the whole class laughed at me.
Horrible things just happen to me constantly.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was kind of good at avoiding that center attention. Whenever I had to do a presentation or something like that. Yeah. A presentation basically is what it is.
That's what the school system is.
Yeah, exactly. Making me do this shit. I've started thinking about all like the teachers. Like, what was his name? Fucking. Who was the fucking the robot teacher I had? Mr. Stell?
No.
Stella? I don't remember.
Stilton?
Stilton.
Yeah.
That dude was a fucking, like, propaganda fucking pusher, dude. I swear, all the shit they were saying, dude, was to teach us to be good little American boys.
It was, dude.
And I don't appreciate that.
I heard that's how, not our history teacher, but the other one, I think his name was, like, Kohlglaser.
Kohlglaser?
I heard he was like a...
Is that the
like
tall one? All their fucking liberal agenda bullshit.
Yeah, he was like a Biden guy, and he like kept pushing Biden.
Yeah, neoliberal agenda, exactly. Dude.
I remember seeing his car, and it had a vote for Biden thing at the bottom.
I'm not going to vote for Biden, dude. I'm going to write in the name I write in all the time. Fucking...
Donald J. Trump.
Not Donald J. Trump. I write him in because I know they cloned him, dude. They cloned him in that fucking fake... I write Donald J. Trump real in parentheses.
That's not my Donnie right there.
I'm hoping to get Donald J. Trump real parentheses, parenthetically, to be...
I write the real.
I hope this gets some traction someday because I keep doing, like, I'm doing ads on TikTok now. Yeah. Eligible for commission, by the way. Shit. If anybody wants to do that, I will slide you fucking $25 under the table. Type shit.
Yeah.
So just shout out the real non-clone Donald Trump because he's out there and he's living with me. He's living with me and he really wants to be president.
And so I write him in every time.
The original Donald Trump does not look how you think he would look. He's actually younger.
Puerto Rican.
He's actually much younger. He's Puerto Rican and he bleaches his hair, if you can believe it. And a lot of people are saying he's bald or whatever. Dude, I've fucking tugged on his hair a shit ton. Trust me.
It's real. He just doesn't want
to. I don't know. He's given him back shots before. We all have. The real Donald Trump. It's even in his Twitter name, by the fucking way.
Yeah, if you guys haven't fucking caught on to that.
Yeah. Also, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States, so he is a naturalized citizen.
So he can be.
Yes.
The president.
Yeah, and exactly. He loves...
Much like how Obama was born.
U.S. He loves the U.S. and he loves fucking...
Me.
He does love fucking you. He does. Lionel and him fuck all the time, dude.
Me and the real Donald Trump.
The real Donald Trump. The pre-clone Donald Trump. Apprentice era.
You guys don't remember pre-clone Donald Trump.
Like that. Not a lot of fucking Gen Z assholes remember that. Not a lot of like millennial Gen Xers like us. Gen Yers.
Gen Y?
Yeah, Gen Y are you here?
Exactly.
More like it.
Millennials.
Me at Disneyland. Why are you here?
They had to come up with a different name just because their fucking letter sucked.
Their letters suck?
Yeah, Gen Y.
Who's Gen Y that you know?
Like a millennial, right?
Yeah.
My brother, my sister.
Oh, shit, dude. And
I think both of my sisters.
Are you trying to cancel them? Or?
Yeah, we're canceling them. We're canceling all millennials.
Yeah, sorry you were born in 1985.
Yeah, sorry you know 9/11.
I don't know any of the generation bullshit, but I know that I hate you if you were this way.
Exactly.
Sorry, I have to.
You knew where you were during 9/11? That's some bullshit.
I knew where I was in 9/11, dude. On that freaking plane. Enjoying the ride.
If I wasn't there, but if I was there,
I would love
it would have been a lot of blood.
I would love to be like part of the team, but one that doesn't really have to like fly the plane or anything. Like I can just hang back, like probably find something to eat or drink for like a last meal. I think I could feel such contentment, especially if I. Well, I'm doing it for God, but it was like the CIA backed kind of thing. So I'm not doing it for God. I'm doing it for the CIA at this point.
You're just like, hey guys,
doing it for the sake of the Iraq War. I'm not really sure.
You're just like, hey guys, can you guys take this one?
If I was sort of a villain, I'd be delighted that I'm causing chaos from this event. So I'm like sitting back, drinking, probably something alcoholic. Just
as your last. Yeah.
Maybe like a beer, but also like a like cranberry juice because I like that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
So like a beer just for like
a spirit then?
No, nothing. I want it to taste good. So just cranberry juice and a beer just for the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe whatever like chicken piccata they have or something like that. Like
they have this on the plane?
Yeah. It's just whatever they can microwave, whatever. Like a what are they called? The airline like walkers? Like,
flight attendants?
Yeah, flight attendants.
Yeah. Shout out flight attendant.
I was worried I was going to call them the sexist word or whatever it is. Is it sexist?
I don't know what sexist word for flight attendant.
Like sort of like flight waitress or something like that.
I think you just created a slur.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I keep doing that, by the way. Every week.
Yeah, list off these new slurs you've
Neutronite is one I've been trying to get going.
Who's that directed towards?
People who are sort of lacking a proton and an electron.
Oh, I thought you say people who don't have opinions. They're just neutral.
Yeah. So another one I've been sort of working on is wax head.
That one sounds pretty bad. What was that for?
Just for people who wax their heads instead of shaving, as bald people do.
As bald people do.
So a certain sect of bald people is what I'm getting
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
You know?
You're really hitting the specifics with your new slurs.
Yeah, I'm really worried about going bald these days. I keep looking in the mirror and being like, it's going to happen. And then it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy at this point.
Where you're like stressing about
and
it.
And I think it's the thing that's going to make me crazy. And I love
going
that
bald?
Not going bald. Thinking about going bald. I don't think I'll actually go bald. I don't think I have the genetics for that.
Yeah.
But like, I just like...
I
think about it so much that it is going to be the thing that makes me crazy. And I think it's so funny that something so fickle is going to turn me into a psychopath. Yeah.
What would you do with your... newfound psychopathy?
Probably exert it to make others' lives worse. Or maybe I'd go to the woods and just like
chill.
Yeah, I'd like
go crazy,
pretty much live my naturalistic kind of life and forsake society because I could hurt someone.
Yeah, dude.
My friends and family, strangers, which is okay.
Yeah.
If you don't know someone
Camus style.
Bro is literary today.
Bringing it back.
Yeah, I'd go to the woods and just sort of kill animals for fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is what a psychopath is.
You ever do that?
No.
You've never
killed? Never in my life.
What's the biggest animal you've killed?
A fly.
A fly?
No, probably like a thick fly.
A thick fly. So still a fly.
Or like a bee, technically, just because they stung me and
No, that's suicide, dude. Are they aware of it, though? You angered it.
Do they know that they die?
You will, like, take a bat to a beehive just so they all kill themselves on you.
No.
Which is murder, technically, because, you know.
No, then probably, like, a wasp.
They say bees are so smart. Oh, they can make hexagons. Oh, they, like, communicate and buzz together.
Why are they killing themselves
on me? And why am I so scared of them?
Yeah, dude. Just know you were worth a bee killing itself for, so.
Yeah, I'm worth about, like, 6 or 7, however.
You've been stung 7 times?
I think I've been stung, like, 10 times.
I've only been stung once in my lifetime.
Once in you're not that special, then.
In PE class.
I had a bee on my beanie, and I was like, I feel something on my beanie. And I think it was, like, caught on there, because it was, like, kind of buzzing and fluttering.
A bee on a beanie on a bee.
And I just grab it, and it stings my hand. And I go to the principal's office. I'm like, Sister Martinez, I got a bee sting. Can you help me?
Your sister?
No, it was, like, nuns.
Oh.
Yeah. The school, shout out.
School.
School.
Shout out school.
School. But ma'am. This is going to become a South Park podcast, by the way.
Okay, South Park episode 1.
Lionel will be, which character are you going to be?
I'll be.
Yeah, this is role play, by the way.
Kyle.
Why don't we straight man? He's sticking with the straight man role. Straight man. I personally like Butters, but
Butters
maybe
is good. But
maybe to be controversial, you want me to be Cartman.
We need to be main cast.
Okay, I'll be Cartman, man. Okay. I usually go Butters, but I'll be Cartman. Okay. Yeah, you start.
Cartman, why the fuck do you do that?
Kyle, I've changed my ways, and I love Jewish people. I love supporting the Jewish community. And I'm sorry for all the wrong I've done you.
You see, I did a voice.
Oh, well, this is Cartman grown up. This is
That is actually, though, Cartman grown up.
I'm not Cartman grown up. I wasn't as bad as him when I was a little boy.
No, I meant the bit you were doing. Oh. That's in one of the specials.
It is the COVID special. Yeah. That was dumb, dude. I didn't appreciate that.
I don't
like
the specials. They're pretty bad.
I want Cartman to have the good ending, honestly. And he got the bad ending.
He got the very bad ending.
I want him to...
Everybody got a good ending but him.
I love a reformed character is all.
Yeah.
I love to see a bad guy win at the end. And
you didn't want to see him pay for all the shitty things he's done?
When he finds a beautiful wife and raises loved children.
He fed a guy's parents to himself.
You're like talking to a guy and he's like, wait, you like Cartman? Like, dude, he fed some guy's are you seriously that fucked up? That, oh my god, dude, he literally dressed up as Hitler, bro. Do you know how many people he killed in the show, bro? And you like him?
Like at least a million.
Like at least a fucking million, bro. Oh my god, bro. You're saying you like Cartman, bro? Dude, he's racist.
Why is this guy increasingly Latino?
Just because I am, bro. So I sort of bring every character into that. Even though I don't talk like that, I can. I just love Latino people so much. I want to incorporate them into my life every day.
I love Latino people so much.
Yeah, that's why I look in the mirror and jack off and want to fuck myself.
Call back.
If you've been listening and not just skipping around, yeah, you folks.
That was a reward.
That was a reward.
For the
Easter egg.
That was a reward for the people who listen.
Good Friday style.
Exactly. This episode is going to come out.
Okay, what about Friday, like the movie with Ice Cube, yeah, but it's Good Friday, so it's like Jesus and his friend.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So like Chris Tucker is like Peter or some shit like that. Peter? Yeah. And Jesus is
Ice Cube.
And they're like, it's like, you don't have shit to do today,
Jesus.
How did
you get resurrected on your day off?
Jesus' dad, God, is like, you ate all the food.
Damn.
Get to work, Jesus. And it's like, oh, fuck. Jesus is like, oh, I don't get whatever Middle Eastern food he's having without goat's milk or whatever. He's like, there's no goat's milk in the fridge. And he's like, and then he just hangs out with Peter and they smoke weed and...
No.
Yeah, Mike Epps is in the second one. Next Good Friday.
Next Good Friday after next.
Good Friday after next.
And they are all great movies.
They are all great movies. I think I've seen all of them.
I've only seen the first one.
You've only seen the first one?
I haven't seen Friday After Next. Okay. I've seen a lot of the Barbershop movies.
Have you seen all of them? You seen Next Cut?
Maybe not Next in the Cut.
Oh my god. Is there anything you're a fan of, man?
Not really. I kind of just,
oh my god,
am passive to a lot
of
things.
He's a fan of himself.
Exactly. That's why I look in the mirror.
And it doesn't make for a very interesting personality.
I fucked myself.
You want people... Call back. That's a reward for people who were listening and didn't skimp around right immediately after.
Yeah.
What are you looking up?
Stuff to export... Just so I can do it.
Oh, I was going to read some poetry.
Oh, read some poetry while I...
I had some questions that, because we haven't really been talking about moms, but I wanted to do, like, a thing where it's like, oh...
Here's our dedicated mom segment.
You know how, like, when they're pregnant, like, they'll eat, like, weird food combos?
Yeah.
What do you think would be your weird food combo?
Weird food combo? Definitely put some ice cream in there.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a... Okay.
Ice cream, and that's your, like, base instead of, like, rice or potatoes. It's
Maybe, like, a chicken teriyaki bowl, but the base is, like, cookies
vanilla
and cream.
Vanilla ice cream? Oh, cookies and cream might be too much, but vanilla would be good.
Vanilla would be solid.
Yeah, I'd want the chicken to be warm, though, but it would be good, like, just sweeter chicken.
Honestly, that doesn't sound even that bad.
No, it doesn't. Cookies and cream, it would probably still be good.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I would have to incorporate chips somehow, so, like, hot Cheetos... And I want to say ice cream again just because that sounds good. But hot Cheetos. And then, like, like a fruit salad. And then ice cream.
Fruit salad and then ice cream?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, so that's I just added a fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
I'm
starting a new social media platform called
Truth Social.
Truth Social's already exists, so I'll call it.
Shit, that was an original idea.
I'll call it sort of Truth SoCal, which is sort of just
for people in SoCal.
People in SoCal just sort of to say what they want, because I only really trust people from SoCal at the end of the day.
Orange County mainly.
Shout out Riverside. I want to hear your opinions if you're from Riverside.
Yeah, Bakersfield, give us some opinion.
San Diego, I don't really need to hear from you.
That's basically Mexico.
Yeah. Fresno? I'll hear from Fresno.
Like in the middle.
Yeah, I'll filter out some of the Fresno people, but the people with the best and beautiful voices.
The best and brightest minds from Southern California all go on.
I beg people from Southern California to talk to me.
Yeah.
Please.
Who?
All the famous ones, dude, like George Clooney.
George Takei.
LeVar Burton.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart, of course. Chris Pine. Will Zachary Wheaton. Quinto. Will Wheaton. Do you remember that from Big Bang Theory?
I do. That's exactly right. Exactly.
We're naming Star Trek people for you dunces out there who are not really tapped into culture like we are.
I've never really watched
Ice Spice.
She's more of a New Yorker.
Yeah, and we're more. That's not SoCal. Yeah. So who's like a.
That's like opposite end.
Who's like a famous SoCal person?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes. Hot topic right now.
Hot topic.
Yeah. Have you ever been punched in your mother face? In your mother face? Have you ever been punched in your mother face?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Even he talks about moms.
Yeah, exactly. Kendrick loves moms.
He does love moms.
I can't
change. Even if
song's about really mom. About it's about mom pride.
Exactly.
Gay people kind of co-opted that because they heard the lyrics, and just because something applies to you doesn't make it yours.
Yeah, listen to Macklemore's lyrics.
Everybody struggles with identity, even moms, especially moms.
Macklemore recently released a song.
Yeah.
About freeing Palestine.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
It was a Macklemore.
It was informational and it was important, so I appreciate it. At the end of the day, a good deed, I would say.
Like Mr. Deeds?
Using white privilege to sort of save the world? Isn't that what it's all about?
He's a hero. First he used white privilege.
Yeah, sure, everybody's been saying it, but he did it the whitest.
He was the first white guy to talk about LGBTQ rights.
Honestly... Earlier than some.
And now he's the first white guy to speak up for Palestine.
Macklemore, the first white guy.
The first white guy.
Invaluable.
Exactly. Where would society be without Macklemore?
Definitely. Probably less, in the toilet.
Exactly. Less cool.
Probably fucking changing all the
time. Maybe this whole like thrift shop, like vintage type like culture.
Oh, I forgot you were a really big thrift shop fan back when you were a little tot.
Maybe that wouldn't be here.
What?
Macklemore never.
What? What? What?
Macklemore.
What? What?
Macklemore wasn't.
What? What?
Popular.
I'm gonna pop some tags. I used to actually. That's one of the songs that takes me back directly to childhood. Like,
yeah.
I feel like a sensation in my gut that is nostalgic and familiar.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to stab that part of my stomach. I don't know if that works with anybody.
All the good parts of that song are not Macklemore.
I can't change. That song?
No, every one of his
What
songs.
Up, I got a big cock. Dana White.
Dana White.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Dana? It's sort of like the new Daniel.
Dana?
Dana? Oh, man. Is that my friend Painful Dana?
Have you guys seen Harry Potter with Dana?
Is that Dana my friend Double? Oh.
Double Dana?
Double Dana right there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my friend Double Danal.
Yeah, Double Danal.
Yeah.
Double Danal wears denim.
Okay.
Now
Lionel with the poetry didn't even need to pull it up on Safari.
Create.
Oh, I would love to go on a safari.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I wonder what kind of animals would be there.
Giraffes.
Safari, by the way.
Elephants.
Swahili word. It means to travel.
Jaguars.
Or to like kind of in that sense. So if I were to say,
toucans.
If I were to say Nina Safari, that means I Safari.
I Safari.
A little Swahili lesson for all of you.
Exactly.
If I were to say Neely Safari, That means I safari'd.
Ooh.
And you want me to say you as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I were to say una safari, that means you safari.
Shit, dude. Getting some from a true scholar, you actually can be called a
Swahili
scholar.
That took a lot
out
of me. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you're welcome for the lesson. I'm just sorry for the drainage that I just feel.
Yeah, every time he talks, there's just lots of drainage.
Trying to... This fool.
This fool.
This fool making fun of me.
Yeah, our next podcast, we're doing it...
Not knowing that I'm harboring all these feelings for one eventful burst. The dam of my emotions will be released mainly on Lionel, and I don't know if you can handle that kind of pressure, bitch. Yes.
Our next podcast is going to be done entirely in a... I want to say
a
cholo
offensive
accent. Yeah. In our next post, we're going to just comment what accent you want us to do for the entire episode.
How does a cholo accent sound again? It sounds like the song Santeria. Right?
I don't fuck with moms.
But we do in this podcast.
Yeah, we do. I was sort of doing a different kind of angle.
Yeah.
Right. Los Angeles. Is this the end of the podcast?
Oh, no. I just said, all right.
How much time has gone by? Do you want to
probably
check?
Probably an hour. Yeah, I can go check. While we do that, shout out a mom.
A mom. Let me think of one.
And then give yourself some, give our audience some Mother's Day tips.
Mother's Day tips. Give your mom, like, she doesn't really want, like, a sentimental gift, because feeling emotions, honestly, is really, really upsetting for a lot of people. It's pretty triggering. So don't fuck with all that emotional bullshit. Just give her cash, I guess. Like, put it in an envelope. No words necessary. Don't even write her name on that shit. It's too interpersonal to speak on people's names. I forgot to shout out a mom. Superman's mom. something L.
Because it's been an hour. We can...
Dumbass. Fucked up his headphones, bitch.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Let me shout out a mom here real quick.
Figure something out.
Shout out Marge Simpson.
That's not real... do a thing of a new one. We've talked about Marge Simpson before.
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, okay.
Just briefly, she's associated with Lois pretty strongly, so just think of something else.
Shout out Gwen Stefani.
Blake Shelton. Can we have sex, please?
Please.
Please.
Gwen.
Gwen, I want you to use your Canadian accent to talk to me.
Gwen, I love your music.
They looked at us through the window, dude.
Did they?
That's probably making fun of us. They're saying, oh, male podcasters. They should kill themselves. You're right, but we just can't bring ourselves to do it because we are scared of the afterlife. We're scared we're going to hell instead of heaven.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, they're probably racist.
Heaven?
No.
They could be, dude. Oh, why is everything white here?
Exactly. All right, guys.
Even the Middle Eastern people.
What a great way to end
okay.
Our Mother's Day special.
We love you all, moms. Happy Mother's Day.
We love you all. Happy Mother's Day.
I hope a mom could listen to this, but, you know, one day.
One day. We'll expand our audience to real moms.
Yeah, not just the fake ones.
Yeah, not just you fakers, dude.
Yeah, okay. Shout out real Donald Trump. The real Donald Trump, not the current fake one.
Exactly. Remember... Vote for the real Donald Trump.
The real Donald Trump actually has pretty woke politics.
If you guys really look at all the issues...
He has good perspective on stuff.
It's
just
this clone that's not doing it right.
That's the one who everybody hates, dude. The real Donald Trump loves Mexico.
why do you think he lives with us?
He has a Mexican wife, dude. Fucking cousin, probably. I don't know. All right, whatever. Fuck this.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you. This special Mother's Day episode. What Mothers I Learned From. Yep. We'll catch you next week at a regular time.
Yes.
And we love you.